The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast reflect those of the speaker and do not reflect positions of any agency or business. It's all blown out of proportion, try hard, mindless blabbery. These purposely exaggerated opinions are posted for entertainment purposes only. Get it? Got it? Good.
And now, from the fortified bunker in his single-family dwelling in the city of Bridges, YXE, for the There I Just Said That podcast, here's Greca.
Holy ginolies, that snowstorm. It's Gregor. There, I just said that, the podcast. Actually, it was kind of funny because there was my son's hockey team in a hockey tournament in Dalmany, and classic Saskatchewan, there's like a blizzard on, travel not recommended, but everybody was there. It was like a packed arena. The show went on. I had to chuckle, but good thing, actually, it ended on the Saturday, thank goodness, because I think the Sunday was kind of the worst day, but anyways. And thinking back, even, it seems like ages ago now since that storm kind of took over everything, but damn, Ice Cube was good. What a fun show. I can't believe how packed it was just in general. And then on top of that, the fact that we had that other huge snowstorm that day. We had no snowstorms all the way through until March, and then we've had like two in the last week. My only complaint about the Ice Cube show, though, was I get there, and you have to go through these metal detectors now, right? Which, as an aside, that's my voice informing you as you're walking up. But anyways, the guy tells me, can't let you in with that chain wallet there. I'm just like, what? This is the second time this has happened to me. Can we please change the rule on this? I was like, come on, Ice Cube probably has one. And last time I had to take it back to my car, which was for GNR, which I am sure Slash had one on. But anyways, what a double standard. I said, like, look, just because I am perpetually stuck in the 90s, that doesn't mean I should have to get rid of my wallet, right? Like, for real, it was freezing outside. So I had to go all the way back to my car. I damn near froze. Hey, so the city of Saskatoon announced as well a few days ago a $10 million surplus at the end of 2023. Kind of convenient, considering we're staring down a, what, 6% tax property increase, which doesn't include the extra, I don't know, what is it, about $25 a month for garbage pickup now that they do, which was a nice little surprise on the bill last month. Anyways, they said despite the surplus, they're going to keep the money and put it back in the reserves. Excuse me? I want my Charlie Bucks, right? Charlie Clark, right? Come on, where are they? Am I wrong or am I wrong here? What are you going to spend your $35 on? Because that's about probably what it would equate to. I'm kidding, I know. But after Mo Bucks, and maybe you're old enough to remember Ralph Bucks in Alberta, what's with the cold shoulder, Charlie? Hey, I don't know. You're not running again anyways for mayor. Toss us a check, I say. And finally here, so when the Jets moved back to Winnipeg, I thought that province would bend over backwards for that team. Like, no matter what, they would never risk losing them again. But here we are. Last week, Gary Bettman in town checking in on them because the attendance has been just crap. They're likely losing money. Not to mention the fact, like, this is the team to see. They're, like, fighting for first place. Here's my rant. Let's go. I guess this is proof everything loses its luster after a while. A suggestion, though, why don't we share the Jets, eh? You don't want to lose them, but you're having a hard time selling out all the time. We're hungry and desperate for NHL hockey here. So what do you say? 20 games each. We change their name to the Prairie Jets. We share the team. Saskatoon and Winnipeg, come on. Like, I know I'm buying season tickets the second this thing is a go, so I don't know. This is the kind of creative thinking I think we're going to need to save this team. So what are we waiting for? I can't wait for a Velarde party here. There, I just said that. Okay, time to go now. That's the end of the episode.